Former President Jimmy Carter calls the abuse and neglect of women the worst human rights violation on the planet.
The most serious problem is murder of baby girls by their parents. And the abortion of a girl fetus if the parents find out she's going to be female.
Perhaps nowhere is that problem more evident, says Carter, than in India, where a growing shortage of women is attracting more human trafficking.
And Nepal is the source of much of this female slavery going into India. India has a great shortage of women, not only for wives, but also for prostitution.
University of Chicago law professor Chital Kalantri says the disparity in India can be traced to the use of technology to aid pregnancy.
In the 80s, the ultrasound technology gained popularity in India, which allowed people to identify the sex of the fetus. Due to women's structural position in society and the idea that women are burdens, many individuals chose to abort female fetuses. And now, 20 years later, what has happened is in some regions in India, there's a shortage of about 15% to 20% of women. So there'll be large masses of men who will never be married in India. So often you not only see trafficking, but you see brides being brought from other countries like Nepal for marriage.
And they tell the parents of a girl, why don't you let us take your daughter and we'll teach her how to be a teacher or a beautician or a nurse, and we'll make sure she sends a fourth of her income back to you to support your poor family. And so the parents think they're doing their daughter a favor. And the first night she's there with the handlers now, the slave sellers, they drug the girl, they rape the girl, they debase the girl.
Kalantri says the government of India has tried to reverse the problem by curbing access to ultrasound technology and abortions. But continued demand has driven the market underground.
It's still widely available. There's a lot of illegal ultrasounds, and doctors and medical technicians profiting from doing sex determination tests.
Both Carter and Kalantri say to reverse the trend and balance the gender gap, each society needs a long-term approach that includes changing perceptions of women.
It will only really be resolved when we give women more opportunities in society, where women are valued, where education for women is valued, where economic independence is valued, where women aren't seen as economic burdens.
It is estimated that there are 7 million fewer girls than boys under age 6 in India, a statistic that underscores the need to educate and promote female roles and gender equality. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.